弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天有初中生的孩子们跟我们一起聚会。
We thank the Lord that there are children from middle school to join us in the meeting.
请初中生每一个人能做笔记。
We ask every single middle school student to take notes.
Okay, 所以如果你没有东西写，能不能跟你的朋友借一下
？If you have nothing to write with, please borrow from your friends.
感谢主，刚才我们唱的诗歌是一首非常好的诗歌。
We thank the Lord for this beautiful hymn he just gave to us earlier.
当你求。
When you pray.
这首诗歌提醒我们，我们每天需要借着祷告到主的面前。
This hymn reminds us that every day we have to go before the Lord through prayer.
什么祷告呢？什么时候祷告呢？
When do you pray?
一日劳碌完毕。
At the close of the day.
我们是不是借着祷告到主的面前
？Do we draw near to the Lord through prayers？
什么时候祷告呢
？When do you pray？
当黎明迎见晨曦。
At the dawn of the day。
当一天开始的时候，我们是不是借着祷告到主面前
？At the beginning of the day, do you start your day and go to the Lord with prayer？
我们每天都需要借着祷告到主的面前。
Every day we need to go to the Lord in prayer。
不只为我们自己祷告。我们也为我们的同伴祷告。
Not only do we pray for ourselves, we also pray for our companions.
因为每日需用能力。
Because I need help every day.
我们每天都需要主的能力来托住我们。
Every day we need help from the sustenance from the Lord.
所以我们每天都要到主的面前。
Therefore, every day we need to draw near to the Lord.
不止我们到主的面前，我们要把弟兄姐妹带到主的面前。
Not only do we ourselves come before the Lord, we also need to bring brothers and sisters before the Lord.
真愿意这首诗歌成为我们的实际。
We truly desire this hymn to be our reality.
今天我心中的负担就是愿意跟大家交通，彼此建立。
Today, my burden is to fellowship with you about the topic building up one another.
如何彼此建立呢？
How do you build up one another?
一件最实际的事就是我们每个人可以彼此带到。
The most practical thing is that we can pray for one another.
在我们读圣经之前，愿意先跟大家一起来分享一些照片。
Before we start our scriptural reading, we'd like to share with you some pictures.
很好啊！大家可以看到这是什么
？What do you see here？
好像有在盖什么东西哈。
Something is being built, right？
下一张。
Next。
好。再下一张。
Next。
在哪里呢
？Where is this？
有没有人知道这在哪里
？Who knows where this is？
好像。下一张。
Next.
在德国。
In Germany.
我们知道我们的亲爱的常见弟兄跟胡德林姐妹他们一家是在2013年年底到德国。
We know that our dear brother Jian Cheng and his whole entire family went to Germany toward the end of 2013.
感谢主在那边有些爱主的弟兄姐妹在那边一起聚会。
We thank the Lord that there's some brothers and sisters who love the Lord to gather together.
他们从他们已经原来在那边聚会一段时间，可是常见弟兄去之前，他们就开始盖会所。
So this group of brothers and sisters have been meeting on their own, and before Brother Jian showed up, they've already started to build their church building.
好，在下面我们再看一些照片，这个是两年以前的照片。
These are pictures taken 2 years ago.
好，那这是现在的照片。
This is the current picture.
现在就已经盖好了哈。好，在下面。
So、
好，那刚才看的是外面。
Earlier you saw the external.
现在到看的是里面。
Now you see the interior.
这是从地下室要进车库，要进到楼上的楼梯。
This is from the basement or the garage, leading to the stairs.
好，我们再往下面翻。好，这是聚会的地方。
This is the meeting hall.
好，下一张。这是他们波饼聚会的地方，他们就围在这个桌子前面，然后这是信息聚会。
This is where they met for a table meeting and for ministry time before the table.
再下一张，好，这是再下一张，这是他们主日学的教室。
This is Sunday school classrooms.
好，下一张。
Next.
这就是我们弟兄姐妹一家。
This is our brother's family.
好，在下面， 这是暑假的时候，自家他们一家去看，常健他们一家。
So last summer, Brother Albert and his family went to visit Brother Jing.
这是我们暑假时候去看他们。
This is when we went to visit them in the summer.
这是安宴的时候。
This is during the love feast.
这是刘爱国弟兄。那这是他们OK， 这是他们主日学。
This is Sunday school.
前一张。
The previous slide.
前一张。在这个都秀，在前一张。哦哦，你说往下走。That's OK. OK， 就是你可以看到 Susanna 在那里。
You can see Susanna, right? In the middle.
Yeah. OK， 再下一张。再下一张。Yeah, 这是他们电脑房。
This is their computer room.
这是他们家。
This is their home.
啊，再下一张。好，这是最后一张照片哈。
This is the final picture.
大家看到那个 Joseph 已经比常健高了。
We see that Joseph is taller than Brother Jen.
好，那我们照片就先看到这里。
This concludes our photo viewing.
感谢主哈，这次我们去看他们的时候，真是为他们感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord. This time when I visited them, I really offered up my thanksgiving to God.
我们知道。要在外面盖一个会所很不容易。
We know that it is very difficult to build a church building from the exterior viewpoint.
大家看到这个会所是有四层楼的建筑。
You see that this structure has four floors.
在德国盖会所比在美国更难。
It is even harder to build a church building in Germany than in the U.S.
因为他们有许多的规定哈法规是很要严格的遵守。
Because the Germans obey their laws and regulations very strictly.
那他们呢在某一个地方能够做什么用途的房子那个是规定的。
So they have very strict zoning laws.
所以在那边呢他们要盖一个商住两家的就是说又可以聚会又可以住家的。
So for them to build a building that has commercial and residential use.
从一开始找地方到找这个建商然后呢要通过市政府的法规一直到要这个要有贷款啊那他们只有几大概也许只有差不多三四十个人的聚会那是非常非常困难看起来不可能的事。
So from the time when they located the location to the place where they found the construction company to the time they get all the permits and regulations done and to get financing and they're only a group of 30 to 40 brothers and sisters. This is a very difficult task.
但是感谢主，主一一的带领他们经过。
However, thank the Lord has let them step by step through everything.
两年以前我们去看他们的时候，只有一些支架啊，大家刚才看到。
Two years ago when I visited them, they only had scaffoldings.
那个墙也都是只是是开的，是 open 的。
So the walls were not totally built.
但是这一次我们去看他们，呀，现在看聚会的地方非常的合适，盖得非常好。
But this time when I visited them, the whole building was built very well.
又是可以聚会，又可以居住，是非常合用的一个建筑。
The building can be used for meeting as well as for residential use. It is very, very suitable.
我们为这个感谢主。
For this, we truly thank the Lord.
但大家看那个照片哈，前半段都是只有房子，对不对
？So for the first couple of first half of the pictures, we all see building structures.
那下一半是什么
？What is the second half of the pictures portraying?
下一半就是人啊。
So the second half were all about people.
如果说外面的建造是难的。里面的建造就更难了。
If you think that building anything exteriorly is difficult, to be built up internally is even harder.
就像教会不是外面的一个建筑，教会乃是所有信主的弟兄姐妹，我们一起在主的里面被主来建造。
So as we all know, church is not a building itself. It is when all the people who have believed in the Lord, they're all being built up together.
弟兄姐妹，大家都不一样。
All the brothers and sisters are different people.
要把这些不一样的弟兄姐妹，像一块不一样的奇形怪状的石头哈，从山上采下来，要一起来建造在一起，是何等的困难。
It is just like you have stones and rocks from the mountains that you hew. They're all different shapes and forms. And if you have to build those stones and rocks together, it is such a difficult task.
每一块石头都要被切割成刚刚好，所以可以放在它该放的位置，而且可以跟旁边的石头可以联络在一起。
Every single rock has to be hewed and smoothed out just right so that it can be put together next to the other rocks to be all built up together.
所以里面的建造更不容易，更花时间，更费功夫，但是却是神所要得着的。
Therefore, the internal being built up, this process is even more difficult, but it is exactly what God desires to accomplish.
我们真是愿意我们把自己让在主的手中，让主建造的工作可以在我们当中早早的完成。
So how we desire to yield ourselves into the hands of the Lord so that His building up work can be completed early.
这次去看望弟兄姐妹，我们为着常见德林这一家感谢主。
This time when I visited them, I truly thanked the Lord for their whole family.
他们实在有很多的学习。
They have learned a lot of lessons in the Lord.
而且我们看到他的孩子不仅长高了，而且非常懂事。
We also know that their two children, not only have they gained in a physical stature, they have also matured a lot.
是高中的孩子啊，看到你还会来跟你打招呼。
They're in high school and they would come and greet you.
然后我们坐火车到他们那里呢，他会问说，累不累啊？
We took the train to their city and they would ask us, are you tired?
我们在座有些年轻的孩子哈。
Here we also have young children, with us.
有些呢是我以前就我认得的孩子。
Some of the children I know from before.
但是看到我呢，走过去好像跟没有看到一样。
哈哈哈 ！But when they pass by me, they are ignoring me as if I don't exist.
从来也不会来问我怎么样。
And they would never approach me to say, "How are you doing?"
那当然有一些会来问问我，甚至小的一点孩子呢会来我们拥抱一下。
Well, some children do approach me and greet me, and even the younger ones would embrace me.
我希望今天在座的初中生哈、能够学一个功课。
I ask the middle school children here to learn one lesson.
你们在聚会的里面，如果看到你们认识的这个叔叔阿姨哈、要跟他们打招呼。
If you see aunts and aunties in the fellowship that you recognize, please greet them.
不要好像感觉像没有看见一样。
Don't just ignore them as if they don't exist.
因为我们是在神的家里面，我们是一家人。
Because we're all in the household of God, we're all one family.
刚才新友弟兄跟我们讲说，就像一个孩子，他每天出上学以前一定要跟爸爸妈妈说再见。
It's just like a brother Lu shared with us. You know this.Child, whenever he leaves school, he would always greet the parents.
有一天忘记了，已经门都出门了，回来才想起来，再回家来跟父母说再见。
And so this child forgets one morning, and then he comes back and backtrack and says goodbye to the parents again.
这非常好。
This is very good.
我希望我们当中的孩子都能够这样。
I hope all our children in our midst would be like this.
我真是看到有一些孩子啊。在主里面这样长大非常的高兴。
My heart is very pleased when I see children grow up in the Lord.
我就只有一个感觉啊。
I only have one sense in my heart.
我真是愿意这是我的孩子。
I truly desire those would be my children.
所以但愿我们在神的家的里面我们把自己摆上，也所有教会的孩子就是我们的孩子。
May we all yield ourselves into the hands of God so that the children of the church will become our children.
所有在教会里面的长辈哈，就是有叔叔阿姨，就是我们的叔叔阿姨。
All the elders in the fellowship, all the uncles and aunts are our uncles and aunts.
所以我们真愿意在主的里面，我们可以彼此的建立。
So we truly desire to be built up in the Lord.
预告一下哈，常见弟兄跟德林姐妹十月底会回到休斯顿来。
This is a shout out. Brother Jin will be and his wife will be back in October.
那我们会有更多的机会跟他们有交通。
We will have more opportunity to fellowship with them.
他们十一月的第一个主日，常见弟兄会在这边有交通。
In the first week of November, Brother Jin will be sharing with us here.
我们要读几处的圣经，请打开圣经，以西结书22:30。
Let's turn to your Bible, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30.
以西结书三二十二章三十节。
Ezekiel 22:30。
我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
Ezekiel 22:30。And I search for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the gap or the breach before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. And I found no one.
尼希米记二章十七节。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
Nehemiah 2:17. Then I said to them, "You see the bad situation we're in. That Jerusalem is desolate and its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach."
这是尼希米对当时以色列人的一个呼召，说来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
This is a calling by Nehemiah to the people of Israel. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
使徒行传二十章三十二节。
Acts 20:32.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Acts 20:32. And now I command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to edify you and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
这道能够建立你们。
This word can edify you.
罗马书十四章十七到十九节。
Romans 14:17-19.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。所以我们务要追求和睦的事，彼此与彼此建立德行的事。
Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who is in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue the things which make for peace and for edifying of one another.
彼此建立德行。
Edifying one another.
最后我们要读以弗所书二章十九到二十二节。
Finally, we will read Ephesians 2:19-22.
以弗所书二章十九节到二十二节。
Ephesians 2:19-22.
找着了，请我们一起先用中文念一次。
After you found this passage, let's read together in Chinese first.
好，一起来。这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。现在请大家用可以用英文念一下。
Let's read it together in English. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.Having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，然后你拯救我们，叫我们不再做外人和客旅，乃是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
We thank you, Lord, that we're no longer strangers and aliens, but we're fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
我们可以被建造在一起，有基督耶稣为我们的房角石。
We're being built up together Christ Jesus being the cornerstone.
我们可以在主的根基上来彼此建造。
On this foundation of Jesus Christ, we can be built up together.
哦，主啊，愿早晨你再对我们说话。
Oh Lord, please speak to us again.
让我们自己愿意把自己让在主的手中，也让在弟兄姐妹的当中，让我们可以来同配建造。
So that we are willing to yield ourselves into your hands and yield ourselves to brothers and sisters so that we can be built up together.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 所以下面我们就从三方面一起来思想怎样彼此建造。
So next, we will be looking at this matter of being built up together from three perspectives.
首先我们来看城墙跟破口。
First, we need to look at the wall and the breaches.
然后我们要来看建造跟建立。
Then we need to look at being built up and edification.
最后第三方面我们来看怎么样在爱中彼此建造，互相建立。
And later on, we need to look at how we're going to be built up in love and connected in love and be established.
所以我们先来看第一方面，来看城墙和破口。
So first, we need to look at the wall and the breaches.
我们知道以色列人他们因为不遵守神的律法，拜偶像，惹动耶和华神的怒气，所以虽然他们有一个国家，但是神将他们交在外邦人手里。
So we know that the Israelites, they transgress God's commandments and they worship idols and therefore they provoke the Lord God to anger. And even though they had a country, the Lord left them in the hands of the Gentiles.
所罗门以后呢，国度就分成两国，北国在主前大约722年就亡于亚述。
So after Solomon, the kingdom was split into two. And in 722 AD, BC, the northern kingdom was, fell into its demise under the Assyrians.
南国犹大差不多140年以后呢，亡于巴比伦。
And then even the southern kingdom, about 140 years later, it also came into its demise under the hands of the Babylonians.
所以在列王记下最后一章，那时候就记载犹大国怎么灭亡的。
Therefore, in 2 Kings, in the last chapter, it recorded how the Israelites lost their country.
那时候的国王叫西底家，他背叛巴比伦王，在他作王的第九年十月的时候，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒率领全军来攻击耶路撒冷，对城安营，在四围筑垒攻城。
Therefore, the king of the time is King Hezekiah. And then at the time, the Babylonian came to besiege him. He and all his army against Jerusalem camped against it and built a siege wall all around it. And the city was under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah.
到第十一年的四月初九，那这个城就被攻陷了。
And on the ninth day of the fourth month, the city has fallen into the enemy's hands.
那时候巴比伦帝国是全世界最强盛的国家，他们的军队到哪里所向披靡。
At that time, the Babylonian armies was the strongest in the world. Wherever they went, they have never lost a battle.
那时候的犹大国非常的弱哈，国力非常弱，照理说呢，应该几天就可以打下来。
At that time, the kingdom of Judah was very, very weak. If you think about it logically, within a few days, it should have fallen.
打了多久呢？
But how long did the siege last?
从九年的十月到十一年的四月。
So from the ninth day of the fourth month to the fall to the tenth day of the tenth month of the eleventh year.
Yeah. 算算看多久。
Calculate how long it took.
一年半。
A year and a half.
一年半的时间才把耶路撒冷打下来。
It took them a year and a half to broke siege of Jerusalem.
如果大家看前一章，那你就发现，更特别的事情是这样。其实呢，在这之前，巴比伦的全军已经来过了。
If you look at the previous chapter, it's even more mysterious because the Babylonian army had already shown up before.
那时候前一个王叫做约雅金，那当巴比伦军队来的时候呢，他根本都不用打了，他就投降了。
At that time, it was under King Jehoiakim, and he didn't even fight; he just surrendered.
那时候呢，那巴比伦王把 把那个耶和华殿跟王宫的宝物都拿去，还不只是这样啊，他把耶路撒冷的众民都掳去。那更特别的时候，他说所有大能的勇士共一万人，连木匠铁匠都掳去了。
So at the time the Babylonians, not only did they broke the siege, they also took away a lot of people. They also took away all the treasures from the house of the Lord and the house of the kings. And more uniquely, he led away into exile all the captains and all the mighty men of valor, 10,000 captives, all the craftsmen and the smiths.
还包括一切勇士7,000人。和木匠、铁匠1,000人都是能上阵的勇士，全都掳到巴比伦去了。
And it's all the men of valor, 7,000, and the craftsmen and the smiths, 1,000, all strong and fit for war. And these, the king of Babylon, brought into exile to Babylon.
你想想看哈，那个城里面啊，本来有10,000大能的勇士，有7,000还是能够打仗的，通通都被掳去了。
So you think about it, there used to be 10,000 mighty men of valor, and then there's also 7,000 men, 1,000 men who are strong and fit for war. They've all been brought into exile.
木匠、铁匠都被掳去了，根本没有办法制造这个兵器了。
All the craftsmen and all the smiths have all been kept into captivity. Nobody could even make weapons.
但是第二次当巴比伦大军来打的时候，他们打了一年半才打下来。
However, the second time when the Babylonians came, it took them a year and a half to break siege of Jerusalem.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
为什么要花这么久时间才打下来呢？
Why did it take so long to break siege of Jerusalem?
因为耶路撒冷有城墙。
Because of the walls of Jerusalem.
因为四面有城墙保护，所以虽然里面没有很多大能的勇士哈，能够打仗的人都不晓得有几个，但是因为有城墙，所以他们就可以城就可以受保护。
But because there are walls all around Jerusalem, and even though there weren't many mighty men of valor or people who can fight, the walls itself protected them.
但是当城墙如果出现一个破口，敌人就可以进来，那就可以把这个城攻下来。
However, if the wall has a breach, then the enemies can go through the breach and took down the city.
所以在西底家王十一年四月的时候，城就被攻破了。
Therefore, in King Zedekiah, that the walls have been broken.
然后整个耶路撒冷就被攻陷，然后他们所有的犹大国就灭亡了，然后犹太人就被掳到外邦了。
Because there's a breach of the wall, the entire city was fallen, and therefore all the people in Judah were brought into captivity, and the nation was destroyed.
还不只是这样，这个巴比伦人他们把耶路撒冷攻下来以后呢，他们就拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙。
Not only that, once the Babylonians got into the city of Jerusalem, they actually broke down the walls of Jerusalem.
城门被火焚烧，城墙被拆毁。
The city walls were burnt down, and the walls themselves were being broken down.
以色列人就这样被掳了七十年。
In this manner, the people of Israel were in captivity for 70 years.
从犹大国灭亡到所罗巴伯带领第一批犹太人归回耶路撒冷的时候，经过了七十年。
So from the time the people were brought into captivity till the time Zerubbabel led people back to Jerusalem, it was 70 years.
七十年有多久呢？
How long was 70 years?
我想大家知道，今年2015年是第二次世界大战结束七十年。
We know that this year, 2017, is the 70th year anniversary of the conclusion of Second World War.
我想我们在座有些人是经过二次大战的。
I think that some of us have gone through Second World War.
七十年，就是这些经过二战的人呢，现在也都老了。
So for 70 years, so all these people who have gone through World War II, they've all grown old.
但是我想他们对于战争印象仍然非常的深刻。
However, I still think the war has left a very deep impression on them.
在这七十年的当中，神不是没有 发生，神并不是没有感觉，神并不是没有反应。
During this 70-year period, it wasn't like God did not have this feeling. He did not spoke, and he did not have any anything.
在以西结书二十二章告诉我们说，耶和华神他在他们当中寻找一个人，重修墙垣，为我在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，却找不着一个。
Just as we read earlier in Ezekiel, the Lord God searched for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before God for the land, but he could not find one.
我们知道城墙的重要。
We know the importance of the walls.
只有城墙都被联络整齐，这个城才能够蒙保护。
Only when the walls are all compact together would the city be protected.
城墙不能有任何的破口。
The walls cannot have any breach.
只要一个小破口，整个座城就灭亡。
As long as there's one small breach, the entire city will come into desolation.
以前我们在小学的时候，我们课本里面有一课说到一个荷兰的小男孩的故事。
When I was in elementary school, there was a lesson about this boy in Holland.
这荷兰是一个低洼的国家，因为它全国有四分之一的土地都在海平面以下。
So Holland is a low-lying land, and one quarter of his land is below sea level.
所以他们就需要用筑很多的堤防来保护。
So people in Holland build dikes around them.
有一天，有一个小男孩，他放学回家，然后他经过堤防的时候呢，他就听到有滴答滴答的水声。
So one day, a little boy came home from school, and on his way home, he heard this dripping noise.
他一看呢，哦，原来这个堤防呢出现有一个小洞。
And then he searched, and he saw that there's a little breach in the dike.
那也不是说很多的水就涌出来哈，只有很少的水，好像一点一滴的滴下来。
It wasn't like there's a lot of water flooding through. It's just like a little drip.
虽然是这样，是有一个破洞。
Even so, there is a breach.
然后呢，这小男孩他找不到任何的东西，他就只好用自己的手指把那个洞来堵起来。
And this little boy, because he couldn't find anything else to fill up the breach, he used his own finger.To fill up the breach.
整个下午没有人经过。
All afternoon, nobody came by.
整个晚上没有人经过。
All night, nobody came through.
只等到早上才有人发现这个孩子。
The next morning, they discovered this child.
就是因为这一个小孩子，他堵住了那个破口，救了全村人的性命。
Because of this boy, he filled up the breach. He saved the lives of the people from the entire village.
也许是一个很小的洞。
Maybe it's a very small breach.
但是如果没有人去堵住那个破口的话，那这个小洞就会变成大洞，然后这个水就会淹过来。
However, if nobody would fill up the breach, there would be more and more water flooding through, and then there will be floods.
在以色列人的历史里面。多次出现破口。
In the history of the Israelites, many, many times they discover breaches.
但是感谢主，主总是要兴起一些人来把这个破口堵住。
But we thank the Lord that He would raise up people to fill up the breach.
我们知道，当摩西带领以色列人出埃及以后，后来他们来到了何烈山，然后摩西呢就到山上40昼夜面对面与神相会。
We thank the Lord that Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt and went up to Mount Horeb. And he went up to the mountain 40 days and 40 nights to face God.
可是以色列人在山下，他们看不见摩西。40昼夜就代表一个试炼的一个时期。
So for 40 days and 40 nights, the Israelites could not see Moses. This is a period of testing.
神试验他们。
God tested them.
结果以色列人失败了。
And the Israelites failed.
他们看见摩西没有下来，他们也不知道神在哪里。
They didn't see Moses coming down from the mountain, and they did not know where God was. They couldn't see God.
他们就造了金牛犊，说这是领他们出埃及的神。
So they made a calf, a golden calf, and said, "This is the God who led them out of Egypt."
当摩西下山以后，看见以色列人在那边拜偶像，非常的愤怒。
When Moses came down from the mountain and he saw the Israelites worshiping the idols, he was in a wrath.
神也大发烈怒，说烈怒说要把以色列国灭绝，然后呢来保全摩西的跟他的一家。
And so God was also in a great wrath, and he said to Moses that he would destroy all the Israelites, but he would preserve Moses and his family.
但是感谢主，摩西为以色列人祷告。
However, we thank the Lord that Moses prayed for the Israelites.
在诗篇106篇23节。
This is recorded in Psalm 106, verse 23.
这里说，神他说他要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，这个当中原文就做破口，要不是摩西站在破口，使神的愤怒消转，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
Psalm 106:23. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen one stood in the breach before him, to turn away his wrath from destroying them.
感谢主，在那时候以色列整个民族要被神来审判要毁灭的时候，有一个人站在破口的当中。
So we thank the Lord that as the Israelites were about to be brought into judgment and in destruction by God, there was one man who stood in the breach.
当以色列人被掳七十年，神说，我可以找到一个人站在破口之中，来防堵这个破口，来重修墙垣吗？
So in the 70 years when the Israelites were in captivity, God was searching for one man who would rebuild the wall and stood in the breach.
神说，我找不着一个。
And God said, I found no one.
但是感谢主，当70年过后，神找着了尼希米。
But we thank the Lord that after 70 years was over, he found one man, Nehemiah.
这个城墙就代表见证。
The walls represent testimony.
这耶路撒冷的城墙就代表神的见证在地上。
The walls of Jerusalem represents the testimony of God on this earth.
当这个见证出现破口，我们是怎么样呢？
What should our reaction be when there's a breach of this testimony?
我们感谢主，有一首中文的诗歌，我想很多人会唱，就是我以祷告来到你跟前。
So there's this Chinese hymn that a lot of us know how to sing, and it's entitled, I Will Come to You in Prayer.
我到你的面前来寻求你，我要站在破口之中，我要来摇动你的手，来做那个我手所做不能做的事。
So I will stand within the gap or the breach, and every time I pray, I move the hand of God, and my prayer does the thing my hands cannot do.
每一次我祷告，大山被挪移，道路被铺平，使列国归向你。
For every time I pray, the mountains are removed, the paths are made straight, and nations turn to you.
我们实在要常常借着祷告来到神的面前。
We really do need to go before the Lord through prayers.
我们实在需要更多的能够站在破口当中，我们来寻求主。
We need to stand in the breach more to seek the Lord.
我们感谢主，神得着尼希米，所以尼希米就跟以色列人百姓说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了，来吧，我们重新建造城墙，免得再受凌辱。
So we thank the Lord that God has found Nehemiah, and he saw that Jerusalem was desolate and its gates burned by fire, and he said, "Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach."
他呼召以色列人来起来，重新来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。那他向神祷告。
He called the Israelites to come and let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. He also prayed to God.
就像诗篇讲的，向神祷告说，求你照着你的美意善待锡安，来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
Just like they say in Psalms, by thy favor do good to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem.
今天教会里面有许多的软弱。
Today, there are a lot of weaknesses in the church.
如果任何一个破口，仇敌就可以来攻击。
Anytime there's any breach, the enemy can come and attack.
那有一个中文说哈，仇敌就像什么呢？做的事情就是见缝插针。
So the enemy is very crafty. When there's a tiny creak, they can just squeeze in. You can push the needle through the tiny creak.
有一个缝，它就插针。
So there's a tiny, tiny hole that he can push in the needle.
但是感谢主，神要我们起来，我们重新来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
But God told us to come and rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
让我们来成为那个堵破口的人。
So that we can stand in the breach.
如果大家读尼希米记，我们就知道当时他们是怎么建造的呢？
So if you read Nehemiah, you'll know how they were building the walls at that time.
每一个人、每一个家、每一个支派，就对着自己所住的房屋的那个前面的城墙来修筑、来建造。
So everyone, every family, every tribe, they rebuild the walls in front of their territory.
从自己的前面的城墙开始建造。
So they rebuild the wall starting from the area right in front of them.
然后再建造周围左右的城墙。
And then they start to rebuild the walls next to them.
我请大家，你现在能不能够看看你左右的弟兄姐妹
？I ask you to take a look at the brothers and sisters sitting next to you, around you.
OK， 现在可以看啊。
Now you can look at each other.
这就是我们的城墙。
These are our walls.
你的左边跟你的右边的弟兄姐妹就是你的城墙。
Your brothers and sisters next to you, to your left and your right, those are your walls.
我们知道，当耶路撒冷的百姓他们有听见尼希米这样呼召，他们就起来答应尼希米的呼召。
We know that the people of Israel, when they heard the calling of Nehemiah, they rise up and they answered his call.
他们就开始建造。
And they started the construction.
但是仇敌就不甘心。
However, the enemy would not let go.
在尼希米记第四章就记载了仇敌怎样子多面多方来搅扰犹太人的建造。
So Nehemiah chapter 4 recorded how the enemy tried to disturb the rebuilding work in all methods and all manners.
有一个人叫参巴拉，他说：“这些软弱的犹太人要做什么吗？他们难道能够保护自己吗？”
And there's a man by the name of Sanballat, and he said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Are they going to restore it for themselves? Can they help themselves?"
他们一天就想要把这个造成吗？要从土堆里面拿出火烧的石头。这个石头哈，是因为以前被城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧，然后要拿着被火烧的石头再来修造这个城墙吗？
And Sanballat said, can they finish in a day? Can they revive the stones from the dusty rubble, even the burnt ones? As you remember, the city walls have been destroyed and burnt down.
另外一个仇敌是亚门人多比亚，他就说，你们所造的石墙就是狐狸上去呢，就站上去它就会倒的。
And another enemy by the name of Tobiah, the Ammonite, he said that the wall that you're building, if a fox should jump on it, he would break their stone walls down.
但是我们感谢主，百姓还是专心的做工。
But we thank the Lord that the people had a mind to work.
然后呢，又有许多的人，包括亚拉伯人、亚门人、亚实图人，他们都起来来拦阻尼希米和他百姓来建造。
And then there's all these other people, the Ammonites, the Ashdodites, and all these people wanted to hinder the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem.
所以尼希米四章十节说，众人说，灰土尚多，扛台的人力气已经衰败，所以我们不能建造城墙。
And therefore the people said, in verse 10, the strength of the burden bearers is failing, yet there is much dust.And we ourselves are unable to rebuild the wall.
看起来是一件非常艰难的工作，看起来是不可能完成的。
Seemingly, it appears to be a very difficult task. It is impossible to complete it.
但是感谢主，靠着主的恩典和力量，尼希米对百姓说：“不要怕他们，要纪念主是大而可畏的。你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产来征战。”
And so we thank the Lord that Nehemiah said to the people, "Do not fear. Fight for yourselves, your spouse, and your brothers, and your sons, and your daughters, and your houses, because the Lord is great and awesome."
我们要来仰望我们的主，虽然环境看起来很困难，有仇敌的搅扰，而且这个灰土上多，扛台的人力气就已经衰败，但是主是大而可畏的。
So we need to look to the Lord for help, even though there's much dust and the strength of the burden bearers is failing. However, we have to look to the great and awesome God who can fight for us.
虽然有仇敌的搅扰，可是那时候以色列人他们一手拿兵器，一手建造。
However, at the time, even though there are hindrances from the enemy, they hold the weapon with one hand and then they rebuild with the other hand.
圣经说他们共修了52天，城墙就修完了。
The Bible says that they rebuilt for 52 days and the rebuilding of the walls was complete.
当城墙造好的时候，他们一切的仇敌听见了就惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这工作完成是出乎神。
And it came about when all the enemies heard of it, that the completion of the construction, all the nations surrounding it lost their confidence because they recognized that this work has been accomplished with the help of our God.
在城墙没有盖好之前，是谁是惧怕的？谁是愁眉不展的呢？
Before the walls were rebuilt, who was in fear and not in confidence?
是犹太人。
It's the Jews.
他们遭遇了大难。
They have gone through great affliction.
他们好像看起来前面没有希望。
It looks like as if they have no hope.
但是感谢主，当他们同心合意把城墙修好以后呢，敌人听见了就惧怕，愁眉不展。
However, once they complete the rebuilding of the wall, the enemies were all lost their confidence and they were in fear.
诗篇122篇告诉我们，耶路撒冷要被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。
Psalm 122 talks about Jerusalem is the city that is compact together.
最终耶路撒冷要被建造整齐，成为神荣耀的见证。
Eventually, Jerusalem will be built together, compact together, and become this glorious testimony of God.
虽然仇敌恼恨、嗤笑、攻击、拦阻，但神所定义的，他必然完成。
Even though the enemy could mock us and could attack us and hinder us and become furious, but whatever God determines to do, He will complete.
今天神仍然在寻找一个可以站在破口当中的人。
Today, God is still looking for someone who can stand in the breach.
今天神仍然呼召我们起来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
Today, God is still calling us to arise and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
下面我们要来看建造和建立。
Next, we have to look at this topic of building up and edification.
保罗告诉我们，我们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
Paul told us that we are God's field and God's building.
那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
There is a foundation that has already been laid, which is Christ Jesus.
只是个人要在上面要谨慎的建造。
But let each man be careful how he builds upon it.
有两种的建造方式。
There are two kinds of building methods.
有金银宝石的建造，有草木合接的建造。
One way is with gold, silver, precious stone, and the other way is to build with wood, hay, and stubble.
用金银宝石呢是比较难，难建造，因为它的很硬，但是它却存到永远。
It is harder to build with gold, silver, and precious stones because they are very hard in nature. However, it will last forever.
金银宝石也反映出神的性情。
A gold, silver, precious stone also reflect the divine nature of God.
草木合接用这个来盖非常容易，很快就可以做好。
It is very easy to build with wood, hay, and stubble because it is very fast.
但是只是暂时的，很快的，风吹雨淋，一下就倒塌了。
However, when the wind blows and the rain falls, everything will fall down.
草木合接也代表人的性情。
Wood, hay, and stubble also represents the man's nature.
已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
But it is the foundation that has already been laid, which is Christ Jesus.
但是我们要在上面怎么建造呢？
So how do we build upon this foundation?
有没有人的办法来做神的事吗？
Are we going to use the means of men to do the things of God?
还是用神的办法来建造这个神的工作，就是所建造神的房屋呢？
Or are we going to use God's means to do God's work, which is to build up God's building?
用人的方法快。
It is easy to use the men's means.
也许很快能够看到效果。
Very quickly you'll see results.
但是用神的方法却慢，但是却是存到永远。
If you use God's means, will be slow. However, it will endure forever.
人的方法就是说哪里有需要，哎，来，我看我能做什么。
what is using men's means? You see there's a need, and then you say, what can I do?
神的方法就是让我们先借着祷告到神的面前。
Using God's means is to draw near to God through prayer first.
我们刚才唱的诗歌，当你求。
Just like what we sang earlier, when you pray.
我们是不是常借着祷告，把我们自己和弟兄姐妹带到神面前呢？
Do we draw near to God and bring ourselves and our brothers and sisters before God through prayers?
还是一下发现什么事情，我就赶快想要怎么样解决呢？
Or if a problem arises, you just quickly find out a way to plug the hole.
神要我们来建造，也要神我们来建立。
God wants us to be built up, and He also wants us to mutually edify.
建造，特别是讲到外面的，像外面的度量一样，像我们刚才看的照片一样，盖房子盖到一楼、二楼或三楼。
The building up is about the external things. You know, you see that earlier in the pictures, there's a building, the first floor, the second floor, the third floor.
也像一个孩子长大，慢慢就长很高了。
Or like a child growing up in physical stature, very soon the child becomes very tall.
建立却是里面的工作。
However, to be edified is an internal work.
就像一个房子盖好了，只是一个毛坯屋，什么都没有的，你里面还要装潢的。
Just like when you finish a building, it's just an outside structure. You still have to renovate inside.
或像孩子一样，这个个子是长大的，但是里面是不是长大呢？
Or like a child, he has a physical stature, but inside him, is there something that is mature?
我们感谢主，主要来建造我们，也要来建立我们。
We thank the Lord that God wants to build us up, and He also wants to edify us.
圣经说。当耶稣长大的时候呢，他是智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
We thank the Lord that when Jesus grew up, the Bible says that he grew up in favor with God and men and in stature.
这就是被建立，也被建造，也被建立。
So this is being built up as well as to be edified.
我们就要很快的进到第三点，怎么样在爱中彼此建造，互相建立。
And we need to quickly go to the third point, which is in love, how are we going to be edifying each other and built up together?
神的心意不仅要我们个人来建造，他还要我们彼此建造，互相建立。
We thank the Lord that His heart's desire is not only for us to be built up, but we also need to build one another up and be edifying to one another.
神所要得着的不仅是一个人，不仅是一个家，也不仅仅是一个民族，神要得着是所有蒙恩得救的人可以成为一个荣耀的教会，就是基督的身体。
God does not want to just gain one individual, one family, one race, one people. He wants all the people who have been saved by grace to be brought into this glorious body.
我们感谢主，神把我们众人都放在他身体的里面。
We thank God that He has put the multitude, all of us, into His body.
让我们成为基督的身子，彼此各做肢体。
So we are all Christ's body and individually members of it.
举个比喻哈，就是我们在主的里面呢，主要来建造我们，是像什么呢？如果是以运动来说呢，就不是打高尔夫球。
So let me give you an example. If God wants to build us up, if you talk about physical exercise, it's not like playing golf.
高尔夫球一个人打就好了。
You just play golf on your own.
而是像打足球一样哈，踢足球或打美式足球要团队合作才行。
It's like a soccer or football. You have to have the whole team working together.
也不像一个人在赛跑一样哈，单向个人的节目。
It is not like an individual running race.
是一个团体的接力赛。
It is a corporate relay.
神要得着的不是一些少数的人。
God doesn't just want to have a few people.
神愿意每一个蒙恩得救的都在这个荣耀的这个接力赛有份。
God wants all the people who have been saved by grace to partake in this glorious relay.
还要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀里。
He wants to lead many sons into glory.
我们如何在爱中彼此建造，互相来建立呢？
How are we going to be built up and be edifying to one another in love?
第一方面，我们要在主的爱中彼此建造。
First, we have to be built up and be edifying in love.
建造的根基是耶稣基督。
The foundation of this building is Christ Jesus.
建造的动力要靠着爱。
The impetus of this building is through love.
圣经告诉我们，所有的律法，全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话里面了。
The Bible tells us that the whole law is fulfilled in this statement. You should love your neighbor as yourself.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
But if you bite and devour one another, take care lest you are consumed by one another.
我们不是要彼此相咬相吞，乃是要在爱中彼此建造，互相建立。
So we're not supposed to bite and devour one another, but we're supposed to be built up and be edifying to one another in love.
第二方面，我们要怎么样能够在爱中彼此建造呢？要让我在爱里面肢体相连。
Secondly, how are we going to be built up in love? We have to be interconnected in the body in love.
我们像城墙一样，彼此这一块石头跟下面一块石头是连在一起的。
It's just like the wall.One stone and the other, they are next to one another.
我们也彼此需要。
And we also need one another.
我们知道哈，中国人大家都说我们是一盘散沙。
We all know that Chinese people are not very united.
像沙一样，一盘散沙。
It's like a whole plate of sand.
个人至少门前雪，莫管他人瓦上霜。
So you just mind your own business and every man for himself.
这就是我们天然人的情形。
This is the condition of the natural man.
但是当我们成为神的儿女后，我们不可以这样。
However, after we become children of God, we cannot remain like this.
肢体虽多，身子却是一个。
But there are many members, but one body.
眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。
The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, and the hand cannot say to the head, I have no need of you.
软弱的肢体更是不可少的。
It is almost more important for these weak members of the body.
感谢主，神亲自配搭这个身体，他给那不体面的越发给他加上体面，不俊美的越发加上俊美。
We thank the Lord that He deliberately put these members of the body together so that those we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor. And our unseemly members come to have more abundant seemliness.
我们要有这个身体的感觉。
We have to have a sense of this body.
一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同欢喜快乐。
When one member suffers, all the members suffer. When one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
神很智慧，他把他的教会把它比喻成基督的身体。
God is very wise when he used the typology of the body as the church.
我们刚才开始的时候，我们讲到这耶路撒冷的城墙。
Earlier we talked about the walls of Jerusalem.
在主的身体里面呢，就像身体的皮肤一样。
The walls are like the skin of the body.
那皮肤呢，不能够出现一点的小伤口。
You cannot have any little hole, a cut in your skin.
当我们的身体如果出现，我们的皮肤如果出现伤口，细菌就进来，这个身体就要生病。
If you have a cut in your skin, the germs would come in, and you will be sick in your body.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们彼此需要。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need one another.
我们要来。把自己让在神的手中，也要让在弟兄姐妹的当中。
We also need to yield ourselves in the hands of God and also yield to the brothers and sisters.
要把弟兄姐妹放在我们的心上。
We need to put the things of our brothers and sisters on our heart.
如果弟兄姐妹我们认识的没有来聚会，我们知道吗
？If there are brothers and sisters whom we know who fail to show up at the meetings, do we know?
我们弟兄姐妹生病了，或者是没有工作了，我们知道吗？
If our brothers and sisters fall sick or they have lost their job, do we know?
我们但愿我们能够肢体，我们彼此相顾，我们为弟兄姐妹来祷告。
May the members of the body care for one another and intercede for one another in prayer.
保罗告诉我们，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Paul told us that let no unwholesome word proceed from our mouth, but only such a word as good for edification.
我们今天这个世代，在一个邪恶的世代里面，那在电影里面，或者是我们所外面大家讲脏话，好像稀松平常的事。
Today we're in an evil generation. In movies and in our daily living, it seems to be very common to have these filthy words.
圣经上讲说，这种就像以羞辱为荣耀一样。
The Bible says that it is as if you just discard something shame as shameful as something not shameful.
所以讲这些脏话，特别对年轻的孩子来讲，这个不是一件很酷的事情。
So it is not cool to say these filthy words.
这是羞辱的事情。
This is a shameful thing.
我们要保守我们的口来说造就人的好话。
We need to preserve our mouths to say words of edification.
另外，我们要学习用爱心说诚实话。
Also, we need to learn to speak the truth in love.
我们不仅是要说好话，我们要说实话。
Not only do we need to say good words, we need to say words in truth.
因为只有用爱心说诚实话，才可以把神的性情建造在人的里面。
Because only through speaking the truth in love can we build a divine nature in men.
我想请我们想想看哈，上一次有人跟你用爱心说诚实话是什么时候？
Let's think about this. When was the last time somebody said something to you in truth, in love?
上次有人来劝诫你或来指正你做的一些不好的事情是什么时候呢？
When was the last time somebody came to you to rebuke you that you've done something wrong?
上一次或者上一次你对别人在爱心里面说诚实话是什么时候呢？
Or alternatively, when was the last time you say to something in truth, in love?
我们常常不说有两个原因，一个是太客气，另外一个是怕受伤。
There are two reasons why we do not speak the truth in love. One is because we're too PC, and the second reason is because we don't want to hurt other people's feelings.
或者是我们常常很容易受伤，所以没有办法，没有人来敢跟我们用爱心说诚实话。
Or we're easily hurt, therefore nobody dare to speak to us in truth.
但是大家想想看，如果在盖一个城墙的时候，它歪了，在盖一个房子的时候，这个墙是歪的，越早拆掉，重盖越好。
But think about it, if you're building a structure and it's tilted, the earlier you tear it down to rebuild, the better.
我们若在哪些地方是我们有一些过失、有过犯啊，或者是我们有软弱，就是愿意我们能够在爱心里面说诚实话。
If we have any offenses or if we have any weaknesses, we need to speak the truth in love.
目的不只是拆毁，目的是要建造。
The purpose is not to tear down, but to be built up.
但是要先拆毁才能够有建造。
However, you have to first tear down before you can build up.
但是这一切需要在爱的里面。
But all this has to be done in love.
另外，我们要一起追求彼此建立德行的事。
Also, we have to pursue the edification of one another.
我们要把众弟兄姐妹能够团在一起。
We want to put the multitude of brothers and sisters together.
像磁铁一样哈，我们要在弟兄姐妹当中，我们要把弟兄姐妹团在一起。
Like magnets, we want to draw all the brothers and sisters together.
在一起不是去吃喝玩乐哈，在一起要互相的来建造。
It is not to eat and drink and have fun, but we want to be edified together.
很快讲一点我们以前在洛杉矶 的一些见证。
I want to quickly share with you my testimony in LA.
那是三十年以前我们还在读书的时候。
30 years ago, I was still a student.
我们在一对弟兄姐妹的一家弟兄姐妹姓杨的弟兄姐妹家里聚会。
We meet at this family, the Yang family.
这个他们家很大哈，所以聚会都在他们家。那青年聚会在他们家，弟兄姐妹呢也常常进进出出他家，就像在自己的家一样。
And they had a very big house, and we met there, and all the young brothers and sisters, they would go in and out, just like it is their house.
他们只要人在家的时候，从来不锁的。
As long as they're in the house, they never lock their doors.
反正弟兄姐妹有时间就进去了。
If brothers and sisters want to come, they just come.
冰箱有什么东西就拿来吃了。
Whatever's in the fridge, it's all fair game.
然后呢，他们后院还有一个篮球场。
And then they have a basketball court in the backyard.
所以呢，常常聚会完了以后呢，大家就在那里打篮球。
So a lot of times after the meetings, we would play basketball together.
那时候呢，在我们的聚会有三位弟兄都是翻译的弟兄。
At the time, we have three single brothers.
No.
Oh, thanks.
三位弟兄都是翻译的弟兄，都有家庭的。
There are three translators, and they all have families.
第一位就是杨弟兄。
The first translator is this brother Young.
第二位是李少如弟兄 Larry Lee.
The second one is brother Larry Lee.
他也到过我们的当中。
He's also visited us before.
那第三位呢，就是彭广成弟兄。
The third one is David, brother David Peng. Ted Peng.
他们三位是在我们那时候翻译的。
All these three brothers were translators.
他们三位都有儿子。
All three of them had sons.
所以聚完会以后呢，就是爸爸队跟儿子队来比赛。
So after the meeting, the team of fathers would be in a basketball game against the team of sons.
然后呢，刚开始的时候，当然爸爸队都赢。
Initially, the fathers would always win.
因为儿子都小嘛。
Because the sons were young.
很快的儿子就长大了。
Very quickly, the sons grew up.
技术就变好了。
And then their skills improved.
以后爸爸就打不过儿子啊。
So the fathers could not prevail anymore.
我想请问哈，如果说我们在我们的建造当中哈，如果是像打球一样，爸爸总是赢，这样有没有光彩？
So let me ask you, if we're in the process of building up, if the fathers always win, what good is there?
一点光彩都没有。
There's nothing good.
这个荣耀就是让儿子能够赢过爸爸。
So it is also glorious if the sons can prevail over the fathers.
那个时候彭广成的儿子就是 David。
So David is the son of Ted Peng.
彭广成弟兄他 David 常常到我们这边来。
David Peng has visited us quite a few times.
他们还在神的这个篮球场上打球。
They're still playing basketball game in God's courts.
所以我们在打球的时候，我们要有一个祷告，我们要让这个儿子队呢能够赢过爸爸。
So when we're in basketball game, we have to pray that the team of sons would prevail over the team of fathers.
这是互相建立。
This is being edified, mutually edifying.
如果打了十年，爸爸都还是赢的话，这不对的。
If you have played basketball for 10 years with your sons and the fathers are still prevailing, that's not right.
我们在聚会的当中，也许我们有些弟兄姐妹在教会里面是多负一些责任，查经聚会常常在交通的。
Maybe in our midst there are some brothers and sisters who have more responsibilities and they share more in Bible studies.
如果过十年以后、二十年以后还是你在交通，别人都不讲话，不对的。
But however, if 10 years and 20 years have passed by, it's still you who are dominating in the sharing. That is not right.
我们要起来，互相的建立。
We need to come and edify one another.
我们要彼此的建造。
We need to be built up.
要建立德行的事。
We need to be pursuing the matter of edification.
要用金银宝石来建造。
We need to build with gold, silver, precious stones.
我们要互相的代求。
We need to intercede for one another.
我的时间已经超过了。
I've exceeded my time.
建造还没有停在这里。
But our building does not stop here.
但愿我们能够从主来接受这个托付。
May we receive the entrustment from the Lord.
让我们每个人都站在破口当中。
So that we all stand in the breach.
为教会祷告，为弟兄姐妹祷告。
We pray for the church. We pray for brothers and sisters.
虽然时间已经晚了，但是我们能不能再把刚才那首诗歌再唱一次
？Even though my time is up, let's sing that song again.
当你求。
When you pray.
愿我们用祷告的心来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing the song with a prayerful heart.